G'day, Liam.
Hey, Hemo, how are you?
I'm good. Not a bad day today, but things getting a little bit bumpy late this afternoon and over the weekend.
Yeah, mate, picked up a little bit over the weekend, sort of 15 to 20 knots, but typical winter's weather. It'll probably be beautiful in the afternoon, a little bit blowy in the morning.
Where can we go?
We've got high tide around midday, so you can sort of make the most of that in plenty of different places, obviously. I think with the forecast the way it is, Coliseum's really nice this time of year. Like I said, a high tide at midday gives you a chance to put some pots out as well, which, like I said, last weekend there was a few crabs around. Mm. Well, we weren't wrong. Everyone that went done really well.
Did they?
Throughout the week.
Yep.
So they'll still be thick and aplenty. So places like Coliseum, obviously all the islands throughout the harbour are going to be really nice at midday. That wind should start dropping off, I reckon, even though the forecast has got to increase. And also it'll blow that 15 to 20 first thing in the morning, start dropping off around 10, 11 a.m. So should be beautiful come lunchtime.
Okay.
Plenty of salmon in the harbour still, and there's heaps of mackerel enclosed too. So, like, all the shipping leads, Seal Rocks, just get the front of North Entrance, all those places are full of mackerel at the moment.
What type of mackerel?
Just doggy mackerel.
Yep.
And then, obviously, as you go a little bit wider, there's plenty of Spanish starting to turn up as well. If you've got the boat that's capable of doing it, like I said, these winter afternoons will allow you to get up the coast to go to Rundle or down to Jenningham Banks and troll around for a spanner.
All right. What about close inshore? Where's some good places, good spots?
So, there's been some big grunter turn up into Little Bend again, which is good to hear. All your bread and butter species are available there as well, you know, your brim, whiting, flathead. We should be starting to see some more numbers of flathead turn up in all the systems. They sort of start spawning around about now, so we start to see some bigger fish and more quantities of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely worth looking. And obviously, if you're land-based, you've got the hot water outlet, which is an easy option for many things. There's plenty of queenfish there for fun, and then there should be barra there now this time of year as well.
All right, good. All right, mate, well, you got all the info, the team at Complete Angler, you got all the fishing gear as well, the best prices in town, and they can pop down and see at the Gladstone Harbour.
Yeah, mate, our end of financial year sale started today, so if you're looking for a bargain, we're trying to clear a heap of stuff out, so get on down and have a look.
All right, cool. Thanks, mate. You have a great weekend.
You too, mate. Cheers, eh?
Liam from Complete Angler there on 4CC.